This would then be set to go deeper.
You're hearing the sounds of summer school at a Ventura County Middle School campus. But what makes this class so unusual is that some teachers are the students and some middle and high school students are the teachers.
It's fun to teach them something that they don't know, or usually it's the other way around.
The whining noise is the sound of some saws on custom-made carts, which are at the center of a unique educational effort. They're called spark carts. They contain laptops which control special routing saws, and they can be programmed to make a wide range of things.
These are CNC router carts, and it's really cool. We've kind of packaged them with curriculum, and the kids built these CNC routers over the summer. So we custom built quiet cut spindles for them, put dust collection, mounted it all to a cart, and then matched it up with curriculum, and now they're training teachers how to use them.
Alex Wolf is a math and science teacher at De Anza Academy of Technology and the Arts in Ventura. About 5 years ago, he came up with the idea for the Spark Cart, which is a teaching device which requires kids to use math, science, engineering, and analytical skills.
It's just about bringing authenticity to learning. It kind of gives value to what these guys are doing. So in my classroom, when they're learning math concepts, science concepts, they immediately like apply them and start making things with the CNC router. So like we engineer wind turbines, kids hop on these machines and engineer their own gearboxes. We learn about ratios and proportional relationships. We design our own plant cell models. It just gets kids super excited to come to school for the purpose of learning.
After the original Spark Cart was built, it evolved with students working on the design and construction. 14-year-old Anshul Bajaj is one of the students who's showing some Ventura County teachers how to use the carts as part of an effort to spread the program.
I've learned manufacturing skills, business skills, and how to sell things that I make, technology skills, online animation, and CAD skills, which is like drawing online. So I've learned a lot of these skills and I've been able to make them better and really learn new things that'll help me in my everyday life.
Another student, Karis Garvey, says the program is great and that it reaches some of her hard-to-reach classmates.
Those who struggle to pay attention with just, you know, textbooks and worksheets, this is really a fun, engaging, hands-on project that any sort of learner would enjoy and really successfully learn curriculum.
In fact, students are the ones who led the expansion of the effort. Some of the program's graduates work with Wolf, their former teacher, to create a nonprofit called STEMbassadors. They raised the money to build four of the carts and are now training teachers who will use them in other schools in the county.
These kids were able to raise, since the end of 2017, $44,000 from like Gene Haas Foundation, MJP Computers, College of the Canyon. So many people are coming together and contributing and helping them to do this. If we can find a way to sustain this, we can kind of transform the whole county and even go beyond.
That's the kids' mentor, Alex Wolf.
And they all volunteered and signed up. And so for the past 4 months now, they've been donating their time to build these CNC routers. They're donating their time right now to train, and they're going to donate their time next year to support teachers to kind of spread what they love.
Avery Keitlinger is one of the new students in Wolf's program.
Helping all these teachers learn and build on their current education to help the students evolve with the technology is really a cool thing, I think.
Teacher Monica Lucan says she's excited about the concept.
I love it as a learning tool. Actually, in my GATE classes this year, several students had Mr. Wolf for their elective class, and they created a lot of their social studies projects using 3D printing.
Tori Keitlinger is another Ventura County teacher who's in the training program.
I teach kindergarten, and I thought at first that I wouldn't be able to apply it to my students, but now, only being here for an hour and a half so far, I've already got 100 ideas of ways that I can use this with 5- and 6-year-olds to get them inspired and excited.
The teachers and students involved with this program say they hope it will provide a new tool to help get hard-to-reach kids interested in math and science. In Ventura, Matt Zorosko, KCLU News.